The Midsummer Derby returns to Saratoga on Saturday, the day punctuated by the 147th running of the Traverse Stakes, promises to draw visitors to Saratoga Racecourse from across the capital region and around the world. For the first time in four decades, the $1.25 million race will feature a full 14-horse field. Exaggerator is the morning line favorite. Saying it wants to make the day more enjoyable for all, the New York Racing Association is taking steps to limit the amount of people passing through the gate. Pat McKenna is a spokesman for NYRA.
We are once again capping attendance at 50,000 and do expect, based on the pace of ticket sales, a sellout at some point on Saturday.
All reserved seating for the event has already sold out. NYRA is also beginning the first race at 11:30 a.m., 90 minutes earlier than normal. The day's feature race goes off at 5:45, followed by two more races. The longer day is set to help control crowds. The Saratoga Springs Public Safety Department is asking visitors to take advantage of all three exits off the Northway leading into the city. Commissioner Chris Mathiesen also asks visitors to plan where they'll park ahead of time.
There are many areas around the track where people can park, and so we're encouraging people to come early and find their parking spaces, take note of where they are when they park their cars, and enjoy the day, and they shouldn't have any trouble getting out of town once the races are over.
There will be some traffic restrictions on Union Avenue at the end of the day. Taxicabs will pick up guests from a one-way exit near the clubhouse entrance. With 50,000 expected at the flat track alone, there will be many more that will spend the day downtown or at the nearby Saratoga Casino Hotel and Harness Track. If you're still looking to book a hotel room in town, you might want to think about couch surfing instead. Cindy Hollowood, general manager of the Holiday Inn in Saratoga Springs, says room reservations for Traverse Day were booked up in May.
Certainly we're looking at a full house again, but we've had some very busy weekdays here as well, and our restaurant seems to be very busy, so I think it's an indicator of a strong economy and a renewed interest in racing.
NYRA has seen a strong season at the flat track. Last weekend, more than 40,000 spent a day at the races for the Alabama Stakes. Pat McKenna says if you'd like to attend, time is running out.
Again, we just emphasize our fans to get on the computer. You can call up. You can physically show up here at the track and get those tickets just as soon as possible so that you're not shut out.
For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.